based upon his own will and his own purpose and made determinations without the consent of the people who were under him. But I think in our culture in America, most of the reaction has come here. The greatest reaction to the doctrine of a sovereign election that I can see historically has sort of been Americanized. We're into freedom. We're into making our own choices. Personal autonomy is a big deal to us. And so I think it's just kind of part of the way American people think that we ought to have the right to choose our own destiny. That's the way it should be because that's the way it is in America. But I do think also beyond that, and that may be a small element of it, beyond that, fallen human nature bristles, to use the word that you used, bristles at the idea that it isn't in charge of its own destiny. It's the old Invictus thing. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. I will determine my own destiny. This is all part of fallen human pride, that you're in charge of everything and you have the right to make every call and every decision. You hear that reflected in the silly, stupid talk on the man on the street interviews today. This is my life and this is how I live it and you can take it or leave it. It's my life and blah, blah, blah. That's the basic idea of human freedom gone amok. That wants no restraints. Well, that's coming right out of the fallen human heart that reacts against any infringement upon its own personal freedoms and rights to choose its own destiny. So I think the combination of the kind of culture we have lived in and the reality of the fallen human heart with its flawed reason and its rebellious independence makes it hard for the average sinner to acknowledge the truth of this great doctrine.
In a way, that pride you describe is rooted in sin itself. I mean, Satan's fall stemmed from his desire to usurp God. Eve fell when Satan promised her she would be like God. There's a sense in which that pride is the very essence of
sin. Exactly what it is. It is the essence of sin. And as you put it, Satan wanted to be sovereign, and he wanted to replace God, and Eve wanted to be sovereign. God said, don't do that. She said, I will do that. I'll usurp sovereignty over my own life and make my own choices, and that's the fabric of human fallenness. So when you come along and say God is absolutely sovereign, you know, that's like putting your fingers down a blackboard, your fingernails down a blackboard to the sinner because he believes so strongly in his own right to choose.
If that's the case, and resistance to the sovereignty of God is rooted in sin, that means, as a theological issues go, this is a very important one, and if you resist the sovereignty of God, that's about as serious a theological error as you could make.
It is absolutely right, because you're striking a blow at the very heart and soul of every